Okay. Today is the 28th, right? Okay, June 28th in Ruby, talking to Clara Honey, Billy McCarty's oldest daughter, and doing some photo identification. Rolling okay here. Am I rolling okay? Yeah. All right. So the first picture is inside with three people. Maybe you could just tell me who they are. This guy right here.
Oh, this is Tony. Oh, I forgot his name. He ran a store here years ago anyway. I mean, he worked for the NC here. And this is my dad and mom. This was taken about a year after he went blind at a party at a friend's.
So that's here in Ruby, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this one?
This is a family picnic taken during one of the Memorial Days. We go up there to clean up Mom's grave and visit there. The whole family goes up there. This is just part of the family. And we clean the grave, and then after that we have a big family picnic. This was maybe about 73 or 74.
Can you name the people that are in here?
There's my dad back here and my sister Margaret and her husband. They live in Galena.
What's his name?
Gabe Nadler. This is my sister Margaret. This is me and one of my boys. I think that's Daryl. My aunt Agnes and
Agnes
Titus and her husband Henry. And this is my daughter Tootie. She's married and living in Galena. My son Rocky. And I don't know who this is. One of the kids, one of the family, just other members.
But these are some of your kids, these two?
Mm-hmm. This is mine. And this is my daughter. This is my son here. And this is my son here.
Oh, okay. So what's his name?
Daryl.
That's Daryl, and this is...
I don't know who that could be. Maybe that's my grandchild. And there's another one of my boys there, Duane. And there's maybe that's my grandson there.
What would his name be?
Todd.
Todd. Uh-huh. And their last name?
Albert.
Albert, okay. And Dwayne Albert, Albert, too?
No, that's Honey's. That's Dwayne, Rocky Honey,
oh.
Daryl Honey, and me. Either.
Okay. What year do you think that is?
Probably about 70, 75.
And how far up river is that?
3 miles.
Oh,
that's... Yeah, that's where he fished for years before he went blind.
He talked a lot about that cat.
Yeah. He really worked hard there.
Now
I didn't
one.
Know that pictures were so valuable. Then we could have taken pictures of the time he cut fish and the dogs there and stuff like that. It's too bad we didn't. And then he and Mom built a cabin there, I think, 67, 66, somewhere around there. While he was blind, they went and cut logs and built a new cabin there. It's still there. He goes and spends summers there once in a while if somebody goes to take care of him. Usually one of the grandsons should go stay with him, or my granddaughters go. I mean, his granddaughters go and take care of him. They stay up there.
Who usually goes up to stay with him?
At the camp?
Yeah.
My daughters have gone to stay with him, and then my brother Morris, and then my brother-in-law usually sometimes goes and stay with him there at camp.
Which one of your daughters?
Karen, Joyce.
Uh-huh. Let's see, now this one is an old picture, and there's
that's
people.
At the camp there too. That's my dad. That's before he went blind, maybe the year before he went blind. This is my brother Bill, and I don't know which one, maybe Harold, my brother that's living in Rampart now.
Uh-huh.
They were sitting outdoors. That's...
So that's Harold McCarty?
Mm-hmm.
And Billy McCarty Sr. Mm-hmm.
And Billy McCarty Jr.
And Billy McCarty Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's when they were all living at the camp there. The smokehouse is still up there. You can see part of it there.
Mm-hmm.
And, the sleds and other stuff in the background there.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably taken in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
As he went blind in 56. And then this one is a picture of a whole bunch of people that went to spring camp up on the Novi and are coming down now. somewhere along the way we caught up to them, and this is our boat here in the middle. And then I guess they were all coming down by a raft, and some of the people started a big gambling game there. You could see some of them sitting around there gambling. And Dad was towing the whole works. It was just a whole group of people coming down the Novi.
So he had his boat in the middle and
Yeah, right there. That was the last time we were up the Novi, I think. That might have been in 44 44. That's the last time we went camping up the Novi.
It looks like a lot of dogs in there, too.
Yeah, there's some of his dogs and all his, probably all the furs he got. And he usually got some muskrats.
So when you tow people down like that, you just tie all their boats right onto
your boat? Yeah, especially if they want to visit with one another.
So then how long does it take you to come down?
About a week, maybe. Usually 2 weeks, because it seems like we were the only people, only family that would stop here and there and fish and go hunting, while the others are all headed for town. And I was just about 12 or 13 years old, and I used to wish we could rush into town with the others. And Dad always had to stop at every good fishing places and good hunting places. So it took us longer than the other people.
But it was a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. It really was fun. We'd stop and watch people get their fish. And it was really good. Then going into town was a lot of fun, too, because I remember people used to start shooting when the rafts were about 4 or 5 miles upriver from Cochrane's. And the people that were in town, they'd welcome us and shoot back. Mm-hmm. That was fun. It always used to be so much fun to get back to town in the springtime.
And then what would you do when you got back to town?
Well, just do the usual everyday things. People start getting ready for fish camps and Dad and Mom used to always put in their gardens, and then we were always the first ones, too, that headed for a fish camp. And that was so lonesome because everybody was in town, and there was a lot of good things going on in town. We were always the first ones to go to fish camp because Dad wanted to start fishing early. So they'd put their gardens in and Cochrane's, and then we'd stay there for maybe around the middle of June. Then he'd move his family to fish camp, which was 7 miles above Cochrane's at a place called Mouse Point. That's where he used to fish before we moved to Ruby here. To this 3 mile fish camp up here. We moved there in 48 when he bought that fish camp and started fishing there.
So did you enjoy going out for spring camp?
Mm-hmm, because I always went with my dad till I was 13 years old. I always used to go hunting with him and in canoe. Did a lot of dangerous things, like because the river is swift, you know, the Novi River is swift, and there'd be banking, and he'd go to the lakes along the river, and then after it's time to go home, then we'd hit the river, he'd go home through the river, and he'd walk through the portage, and he'd put the canoe in the river, then he'd tell me to get in there first while he hold the canoe. And I used to be really scared, because I always think that piece of bank that's sloping over the river would fall over. I was about 12 or 13, I think. I always used to go hunting with him.
Well, were there other girls your age that went with your parents like that?
I don't know. You mean around Cochrane's?
Yeah.
Where I grew? Maybe, but I don't really know. But I always went hunting and trapping with my dad till I was about 13.
You went out for the winter too?
No, he left us in Cochrane's. He'd buy us an outfit. That's why he said that he always bought two outfits. You probably wondered why he said that. Well, being so far 30 miles away from town, he'd always get a big supply of grub in the fall time. and he'd buy two outfits, one for himself to go up the Novi trapping with, and he'd leave a big outfit with Mom and the kids in Cochrane's, because he left us in Cochrane's for school. That's after I was 6 years old, I think. I was the oldest one. The youngest one next to me was 5 years behind, so I guess that's why he always took me everywhere with him. And then there was just girls in the family till Billy Jr. came along, and it'd be 1940, I think. Maybe I was about 10 then. So that's why he always treated me like I was his son or something.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I think back, and I'm really thankful for the times I went out with him and for the times he tried to give me advice and to be honest and respect the older people, a lot of good things like that. He brought me up strict. He was real strict with us, but now I'm thankful for it. And at that time, I really didn't understand when he used to tell me he loved us and he wanted to be proud of us, and that's why he talked to us that way and treated us that way. And I couldn't understand it then, but now I do, and I'm really thankful and admire him for it.
I guess he had quite a life, really, going around. Left home when he was pretty young to go out to the coast. And
I guess, yeah. He wandered around quite a bit before he finally met my mom and fell in love with her, he said. And he moved to Cochrane's and married her, and they moved here, and they lived here for I don't know how many years, then they moved back to Cochrane's again.
Well, what was it like for you going to school in Cochrane's?
Real good. I enjoyed it.
What did the school look like?
Well, I have a picture of the place. It was a real big building. So a bunch of rooms in it. It was just like a big old castle. But it was a really good school. It's different from the school nowadays, I notice. Because, I don't know, it was a good school. I really like going there.
How is it different from the school nowadays?
I really can't say, but it seems like school back in our days was different from what it is now. I just really can't put my finger on it.
Were there a lot of kids here?
Mm-hmm. There was about maybe 40 in the classroom.
Oh, gee.
Mm-hmm.
You had one teacher then for 40 kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You never got in mischief, huh?
Oh, yeah, I did. I used to get sent home from school and say, I'm never going back to school again. Mom said, you better be prepared for when the teacher comes after you, you better go back to school. I said, no, I'm never going back to school again. And the teacher would come and talk to Mom the next day. I'd obediently go back.
Oh, let's see, it's gone the next one. Yeah, this looks like people in the boat again.
Mm-hmm. This is Dad, and I think this is my brother Morris, my brother Alan.
And a bow?
Yeah, they were upriver cutting wood on the island. Mom was probably home cooking. It was in the evening there, and we were coming back from wood cutting too, and we picked them up. They had broke down, and were floating, trying to paddle across the camp is around here somewhere, and they were trying to paddle back to camp, and we picked them up and towed them in.
And this is Don Honey then?
Mm-hmm, my husband.
Okay.
And this is Mom, Dad at the camp, and one of the grandchildren. I think this is Roger McCarty here, this baby. Looks like it. This was one of their last years at camp, probably taken in 67. Yeah, somewhere around there, 68. I mean, 66. And this is Dad and my cousin Angela. This was taken in front of this, right at the door there of the store that he ran for NC Company for a while in between 46 and, no, 45 and 47 maybe.
In Cochrane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when he was the postmaster and chief and whatever, all those things. took care of the store. And this is the last Christmas that Mom spent at home. This was taken December 67 at their house here in town.
So going on the left over to the right.
This one? Yeah. This is my sister Hazel. She's the youngest. Dad, Mom, and me, and my brother Pat.
Uh-huh. Okay. You said you had...
And what's that over there?
Oh, yeah.
Starting on the second roll. And still identifying pictures of Clara McCarty's, or Honey's. Donald get mad at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is the old school at Cochran's. This, I think it was torn down in 58, somewhere around there, 59.
Okay, that one was number 9. Now number 10.
Oh, this is my grandchild. This is Daryl Albert Jr. This was when he was about 3 years old.
What year would that be?
He was born in 71. It was about 74.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. His nickname is Birdsey. And this is...
So number 11?
That was
10,
right?
So 10. This is 11. Okay, this is my children here. This is Karen, Joyce, Donna, Dwayne, and Billy. And this is just half of my... I have 7 more besides these. So this is just part of my children. This is,
what year was that?
Let's see. It doesn't say. It would have been about... 69.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 12.
This is my brother Alan McCarty, and this was at the fish camp, I think, or maybe here in Ruby. I don't know what year this was, but he was about 10 years old, looks like.
Okay.
13.
I didn't know you got this. This one is me cutting fish when I was fishing here in town. This was taken at 62.
14?
My three boys, this was taken in 58. And this is Donald Honey Jr. and Glenn. The last one is Dale.
15?
This is my dad here, and he's just playing around holding a doll. And this is my husband and our firstborn. She's married and living in Galena now. This was taken in 1950, right.
And what's your daughter's name?
Tootie.
Tootie.
Mm-hmm.
16.
This is my husband when he was trapping. I think he's skinning a beaver here.
What year do you think that was?
Doesn't say, but it could have been.
Anyway.
No, it was 58.
17.
Oh, this is Don and I, 1956, in front of the old store here in town, in Ruby.
16.
Or 17, I mean.
Oh, this is my husband. This was taken over on Dalby River at a cabin that they found and trapped. He and a friend of ours. And this was in 58, I think. 58 or 59.
And last one.
This is a Glenn and Tootie, my kids. This was taken in one of our homes here in town, the one that burnt down. Okay, that's it.